This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, she covers the New Orleans Saints for ESPN, Catherine Terrell. Kat, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Kat, it's the soap opera with the Saints and Derek Carr. And every day it's like as the world turns. There's another little twist and turn in it across the board. My feeling is, and I've said this over the air, I've talked to Charlie about it, that I think what happened to have that Friday leak by Ian Rappaport, I think really caught the Saints kind of off balance here. And I know they're not going to say it, but by the reaction of not only Saints officials, but also Derek Carr, it's kind of like they're trying to win the PR situation here. Now, I understand Mickey Loomis, he's in a difficult spot here. No matter what he says, Derek's getting paid, okay? Bottom line, he's got his money, but this has put this team in a real kind of bind of exactly how to handle this right now.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm glad that they both gave us the weekend off so we could enjoy Jazz Fest. So, you know, it was nice to go a few days with nothing happening. But, you know, it's funny. I actually think both sides are losing the PR battle just by their stubborn refusal to say anything. I think that the Saints probably could have cleared a little bit more up by being a little more open. I understand before the draft, they didn't really want to say anything, but then it's after the draft and they still don't. Same thing with Derek Carr's side. He had every chance in the world to come out and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what happened. My shoulder's injured. Instead, he had his brother do it to a certain extent, and then, you know, had a sermon at church taking shots at the media for the speculation, which he could have ended by saying something. So, you know, it is funny. As you said, it is like a soap opera, and I don't think anyone comes out of this looking good right now. We're 3 weeks out from OTAs. Is Derek Carr going to show up or not? That's really the big question now.
Bottom line, do you think he takes another snap in a Saints uniform?
That is a great question. I know people are very divided about this. A lot of people say, no, he doesn't. I still think that at this point, it can be fixed, that the Saints could figure out how to coexist with Derek Carr for one more year. The thing is, everyone knows it would only be another year, most likely. They drafted a quarterback. His contract jumps up even more next year to the point where they'd have to address it. However, do the Saints simply want to throw away $40 million? That's the key question there. Are they okay with that? That's a huge sum of money. And so maybe that's why both sides aren't saying anything, because they're going to battle it out with the money in the contract. I don't know. That's just speculation. But I think it's still too early to say that it's absolutely done when we haven't gotten OTAs yet.
Kat, the other question is, have you ever covered a draft where the second round pick has basically stolen all the air out of the room. Now, it's not his fault. He plays quarterback. And the one thing Hebert is absolutely right about, quarterbacks trump every other position on the team. But yet, we've heard a little bit about Kelvin Banks night one, but everything and all the shows I do across the country, it's never about Kelvin Banks Jr. first. It's about Tyler Shuck. He's now not of his own fault, but because of the position, he has basically stolen the headlines away from the first round pick.
Yeah, it definitely is weird. It's weird in the way that I think everyone went into this draft highly expecting the Saints might take a quarterback. However, everyone felt the quarterback class wasn't good enough for the Saints to take a quarterback at 9. So even when they didn't take a quarterback, everyone was kind of waiting. Okay, are they trading back in the first round or are they waiting in the second round to take a quarterback? So it wasn't a surprise, but you are correct in that we said a little bit about Banks and then immediately moved on. And maybe it's because, at least I feel like it's highly likely that Banks is competing for a starting job right away. So there's just no drama to that, maybe. All the drama is the quarterback position, and that's going to continue all summer.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think one of the pleasant surprises, Kat, from this past draft, though, was the Saints, you know, kind of biting their tongue and not moving up, right? Like, there was some note that they had moved up 27 straight times in the draft versus never trading down. Loomis just doesn't do it. So when we had all these callers and texters asking, oh, are the Saints going to trade back from pick 9? They were never going to do it. But the fact that they didn't trade up and use, you know, next year's resources or any kind of extra resource to move up and get a guy, and they stayed pat and picked all 9 players in this draft class, I think was definitely a positive.
You almost want to kind of pat them on the back and be like, I'm so proud of you for,
exactly,
you know, not doing this. That actually is the most shocking thing on the draft. I'm with you. The other shocking thing is that they didn't take a receiver. That surprised me. I was waiting for that. No receiver, and the fact that they kept all those picks, it's definitely, maybe it signifies a new Saints approach. I don't know. Maybe they sign a receiver. They still have enough cap room, but yeah, not even one trade. That's pretty shocking.
Kat, the other thing is, and you brought it, I was going to be my next question about a veteran receiver. They don't have a big man receiver. All their receivers, the biggest ones are right around 6 foot tall. So you would sort of look around, and one in particular, because of his connection, certainly with Keenan Allen and his days with the Chargers. The other position for me is at cornerback. And, you know, man, I hear people say, well, they solved that. They drafted Quincy Riley. I think it's okay. Listen, I'm hopeful for Quincy, but you going in there with not a lot of depth at the outside corner position, because I think eventually Raleigh's going to be the slot guy. I think that is sort of a position for him. Do you see in the offseason this team try, either one way or another, through a trade or veteran free agent, to bring in a bigger receiver and also a veteran corner?
Yeah, I think they have to do something at receiver. You're exactly right in that it's kind of it's odd just to see them signing or retaining a lot of the same size receivers. They need to have that big guy, and I feel like Kellen Moore has been asked about this and indicated that that was something on their minds too. So yeah, I think that Allen would make a lot of sense. Or, you know, just one of the other guys remaining out there. There's a lot of names out there, but I think at this point, it's a lot of guys that, you know, are kind of on the tail end of their careers, things like that. So you can't necessarily expect, you know, a huge splash at this point. I don't know, maybe Keenan Allen would still be a splash. Quarterback, that's tough. You know, who's out there? Who would immediately make an impact? You got to assume Kool-Aid McKinstry is one starter. Alante Taylor is the other in some way. I don't know. You know, maybe they look at they re-signed Isaac Yiadom, maybe him. But that is a position where people are constantly getting hurt. So that's something they got to address, too. And I assume they will.
We keep getting texts as well, Kat, about Amari Cooper. You know, outside of Keenan Allen, that seems to be the next most popular name as far as the free agent receivers go. And the connection there, you know, when he was under Kellen Moore's offense from 2018 through 2021 in Dallas. And your thoughts on Amari Cooper potentially being a fit for the Saints?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I hear more about Allen than Amari Cooper. You know, maybe because Amari Cooper had... I don't know. Would you call last year a quiet year? I mean, compared to just what he's done in the past, especially because he was on several different teams. I guess I have to wonder, again, at this time of the year, there people are available for a reason. You know, you're bringing in several receivers that have been around a long time. They're on the market for some reason. You know, Cooks is an interesting addition, but Cooks had knee problems in the fall. Like, is he going to be the same Cooks they had before? So I guess I'm saying it's a kind of temper your expectations. And, yeah, I would be interested to see what, you know, a veteran like Cooper or Allen can do in this offense. We haven't seen, you know, what the Saints are going to look like yet. We don't know who's playing quarterback. So there's so many unknowns and how all these guys will work together. But, you know, I definitely would be interested to see it.
Kat, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And when we get you back on, we're going to talk about a battle I think is going to happen. Who's going to be the kicker and punter for this team? I think it's kind of flying under the radar a little bit. But I think you got a battle on your hands here. Is who's going to be the place kicker and who's going to be the punter on this football team this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of interesting training camp battles, and we'll get to see the first of it at OTAs in just a few weeks. So Kat, finally get to see real football.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear that. Thanks so much, Kat. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, Kat Terrell does a great job covering the New Orleans Saints and pro football for ESPN.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.